Hi, this is a dictation for patient Robert Montgomery, R-O-B-E-R-T-M-O-N-T-G-O-M-E-R-Y. Robert Montgomery, date of birth is 5-12-1960. Date of accident is 8-10-2022. And date of service is 1-18-2022. Patient is here for a follow-up evaluation, and he alleges that his pain is bothering him to the area of left shoulder, neck, and the lower back, with the radiation to the both buttocks and both thighs in the post back part in S1-S2 dermatome fashion up to the knee. He also has severe pain in both the knees around 6, and his ability to walk is limited to a block with pain. And his pain in both the hips is 7-8 and the pelvis. He also reports pain in both the sacroiliac joint as well. No pain in the middle of the back is reported in the thoracic region. No pain in the right shoulder. No pain in the elbows, hand or wrist is reported. He has a problem on sleeping. Pain level is between 6-8. 7 is the... ADLs are reported affected to the tune of 7. In the area of general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep, enjoyment of life. And patient reports ...60% improvement in the pain. In the neurology and psych, patient has no headaches anymore, no dizziness and vertigo, no vision disturbance or double vision or spots, or ear ringing or buzzing, no blackout seizures, no confusion, disorientation, no loss of memory. He complains of lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, panic, and PTSD, and difficulty sleeping. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the neck, shoulder, in the left, and lower back, along with pain in the left shoulder, neck, and the lower back. And he has a shooting pain in both the buttocks and both legs. He also has a pain in both the hip, both knees, and moderate difficulty walking. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach, and blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is an incontinence of the urine, but no frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports there are no changes in the pain level, and it is improved 70%. And there is no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any of the trauma. Current pain medications are oxycodone from his family physician. Substance abuse, none is reported. And except marijuana, he is using. Compliance is full compliance is reported by the patient. And the blood pressure is 136 over 196 pulse. Is 85, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be from previous visit, which is 11-29-2022. Dictation number is 1201-014. With the following changes in the musculoskeletal system. Well, first, in the musculature, all the muscles appear to be normal, and there is no muscle spasm, or spinal muscles have no spasm and no tenderness. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpations from the template, spine tenderness is not present at all except in the bilateral sacroiliac joint, more on the left side. Hypotonicity, none. Range of motion, cervical spine, forward flexion is 60, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. Lumbar spine range of motion, forward flexion 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 30, hyperextension is not painful. In the maneuvers to identify or produce the pain, in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign, Lerman test are negative, distraction test negative, Sotoal test negative, myelopathy signs are absent. In the thoracic spine, Bruce test and Slum test are negative, lumbar spine, Brudzinski Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees. Contralateral leg rest test is positive bilaterally. Prager test negative. Chem test is positive. Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint, bilateral sacroiliac joints are tender, especially the left one. Standing flexion test is positive. Iliac compression test positive. Dissection test positive. Faber test positive. Consonant test is positive. Extremities, the right shoulder, both knees and both hips are positive as follows. The examination of the left shoulder reveals positive Hawking Kennedy test, positive anterior posterior apprehension test, negative drop arm test. Muscle strength 4/5. Range of motions is normal, and maximum he can do is 90 degrees without pain. But inspection palpation doesn't reveal any abnormality of the shoulder. In the examination of the hip joint, there is a tenderness in both the hips. Greater trochanter is tender and swollen, and there is no other issues of alignment, contracture, or spasm. Range of motion of the hip is 140 degrees extension and flexion, and internal and external rotation is 40. Motor strength is normal. Valgus varus abnormality not present. Leg length discrepancy not present. Patrick sign negative. Trendelenburg test negative. Log roll test negative. Ellie test is negative. Thomas test is positive. In the knee examination, there is a peripatellar swelling and tenderness, including the superior and inferior patellar tendons, which are painful. And peripatellar tenderness is present. Patellar apprehension test is positive. However, posterior drawer, anterior drawer, McMurray, Steinman, negative, valgus varus abnormality negative. Diagnosis is from the previous visit, and plan is to continue the lumbar epidural, cervical epidural, the sacroiliac joint injection. Plan is to do an MRI of the right knee and left shoulder and left hip, which are the most painful for the patient. He's also being referred to the neurology for help with the headaches and other symptoms, and psychiatrist with the help. He is being prescribed following medications, which are no medication has been prescribed today. Patient will be scheduled for the procedures, and he will continue his physical therapy. And for the neck, lower back, shoulders, bilaterally, both knees, both hips, and 2 times per week, he's off work, and household replacement and transportation has been checked. His maps have been reviewed. His pain medications are coming from elsewhere. Thank you.